Chapter 3. A Wealthy Woman and a Poor Girl. On the fourth day, not far from the delta, the procession reached a small oasis. The houses were tiny, little more than mud huts. A few children played in the street, but they scurried indoors when they saw the scorpions.
"Not much of a village," said Beffen, "but there's a fine-looking place up there."
He waved his pincers at a mansion, surrounded by flowers and blossoming fruit trees.
"The people there are wealthy. They'll be generous enough to share some food with us," he concluded.
Isis agreed with Beffen's suggestion. She needed food and water, and there might not be another house before the delta.
"I'll ask," said Isis, "but I won't tell the owners who I am. It's too risky to let people know my true identity."
A short pathway led through the gardens and up to the house. Isis gathered her veil around her head and proceeded up the path. The owner of the house opened the door. She was dressed in a silver gown, and gold bracelets lined her wrists. Her 4-year-old son was standing at her side.
"I'm sorry to bother you," began Isis, "but my baby and I have traveled a great distance, and we are hungry and thirsty. Could you share some food and water?"
The woman nodded and smiled. Perhaps she was about to say, "Yes, of course, come in." She didn't say that, though. In fact, she didn't say anything. The woman's words suddenly froze in her throat, and terror filled her eyes. Isis saw why. Beffen and Teffen were sidling up the pathway to the house. Hungry and thirsty, they were anxious for a meal, too. At last the woman found her voice.
"Get out of here!" she screamed.
Then she slammed the door in the goddess's face. Disappointed, Isis walked back to the road and told the scorpions to continue north to the delta.